All things Sylacauga football are here now. This is the Coach Smelly Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports.
Welcome into the Coach Smelly Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Sylacauga going on the road to Marbury tomorrow night. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock. Our coverage on WSGN starts at 6:30. A reminder, no live video tomorrow night at Marbury, so you can watch a booth cam on the Aggie Sports Network Facebook page and the Aggie Sports Network on YouTube. Now joined by Coach Chris Smelly. Coach, as we look back onto last week, I know you felt that your guys were well prepared. I personally liked the game plan going into the ball game. What did you see in that matchup against the Valley Rams?
Yeah, Valley's got a very athletic team, and really I think that couple of guys that they had sort of made a huge difference in the game plan on both sides of the ball. Their quarterback, number two, also doubled as their safety and made some big plays. And, we were able to run the ball in spurts, but they're also big up front. And so they were able to win the line of scrimmage a little bit. And so you might, pick up four-yard run, and then you're going, minus two and getting hit in the backfield a little bit. And so we had to try to create a big play in the run game, and we did have Zakorian Chambliss break off a good long run where he made a safety miss, and creating and having guys, people that can make guys miss tackles in space and then turn short catches or runs into a big gain is really what high school football is all about. So about at the end of the day, it's really about the big play. It's just hard to drive a long drive on a good physical athletic team. And so we weren't quite able to put together those big plays. We turned the ball over a little bit. I thought our defense played really well in the game, contained them for the most of the night. And then we scored in the third quarter, had a big stop, got the ball back, and drove the ball about 30 or 40 yards. And, I think we were maybe on the plus 40 and went for it on fourth down and didn't execute. Later in the game, we went for it on fourth down and didn't execute. So some of it was on us not executing as well as we as had to try to win the game. So we kind of grabbed some momentum there right at the end of the third quarter, down 14-7. Driving the ball and couldn't convert, and then they made a few plays late, but it was a close ball game throughout. I thought our guys played really hard. I told them I'm proud of them, and thought that they really did get after it when we were out there, but just it came a little short, and that can happen when you're playing a good athletic team like Valley. And so, got to give credit where credit's due, and they made more plays than we did, and they won the ball game.
Yeah, the Valley team, as you mentioned, very athletic, and you mentioned some turning points in that game. You come out, I think Valley got the football first to start the third quarter. You get a big stop. You score a touchdown. Z Chambliss with a long touchdown run, one of your producers, which is your players of the week for your ball team. It really seems like Chambliss is coming along well. A great compliment to Rance Matchett and Carmelo Kelly.
Yeah, Zakorian's only a 10th grader, man, but he's got so much potential. He's tall and long and can really run. And sometimes those tall running backs are kind of tough to tackle. Guys tend to take bad angles on them, and so he was able to sort of set up a move inside and get the safety to bite on it and then beat him around the edge and took that one the distance. And he's got the long speed to go with it. So he's got so much potential. He's got a really bright future ahead of him. We were able to pound the rock a little bit with Rance, break that big run. But what we've really got to do is figure out get some stuff going in the passing game a little bit offensively. We've been struggling there to make plays, and get the ball out. Sometimes it's protection, sometimes it's reads, sometimes it's, play call. I probably haven't always had us in the best set. And pass some plays, and so just a combination of things that we got to really improve on to find a way to win some games here towards the end of the season.
Some other big time players for your guys last week. We already talked about Zakorian Chambliss, your offensive producer. Trent Welburn, a guy that you've been telling me has potential, looks like a really good football player. Over the last couple of weeks, has played much better football defensively for your guys in that star position.
He has. He stepped up defensively. I think he led us in tackles. And made some good plays. Definitely his best game of the year. A part of that was us able to corral Valley up from a defensive standpoint for a lot of the game. And so he played really well. KD Cannon played one of his better games, had a lot of tackles defensively. And so, you know, you got to have guys step up and play well and tackle guys that are good and athletic. You know, they had a couple of guys that if you miss a tackle in space, man, they could go the distance. And it happened a little bit towards the end of the game where we got out of position or weren't, you know, were in position and didn't make the play. And so those guys can make you pay if you don't get them on the ground.
Yeah, you mentioned the big play so big in high school football. Valley was able to strike on a big play early in that ball game. I think maybe to start the second quarter, somewhere in there. It was maybe right after a timeout. Quarterback goes for a 70-yard touchdown run. What can you guys do to maybe dial up some of those bigger plays? You mentioned, you know, that you're struggling a little bit in the passing game, but what does that look like when you guys are preparing through the week to try to get one of those in your corner?
I mean, it's executing and getting guys in one-on-one situations. I mean, very rarely, if you're playing a well-coached football team, are you just going to get somebody wide open? I mean, you're going to have to go make a play. And so, you know, if you get guys in one-on-one situation and get the ball up in the air, you got to go make a play. And then a lot of times, too, it's making a guy miss. You know, you mentioned their long touchdown run, and man, we had a guy in position to be able to potentially make a play on it, and the guy made a move and got out of the tackle and then carried it the distance. And so, you know, it's guys, you know, really putting them in position to make a play, and then guys stepping up and making that play as well. But yeah, I mean, if you watch high school football across the board. And really college football in a lot of ways too. It's not a lot of nickel and diamond and dinking and dunking and 3 yards in a cloud of dust type of a game anymore. It's more about creating space and getting the ball into guys that can make big plays into their hands and making big plays. And so it's hard to put together a 12-14 play drive without a penalty or something that sets you back. And so gotta find ways to create big plays.
All right, Coach, that ends our look back at last week's ball game. On the other side of this break, we'll look forward to tomorrow night on the road against Marbury. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock in Deetsville. Stay with us. This is the Coach Smelly Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Discover the delights at Betty Ruth's Cafe, where Asian, Southern, Mexican, and barbecue flavors meet. Nestled at Allen Brew Markets, a family-owned, locally operated business with 8 locations. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Do you have big plans and dreams to fulfill? You need a home equity line of credit from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. They're the perfect loans for big plans or consolidating high interest bills. With a rate starting at just 6.5% and 7.29% APR, you can afford to make your dreams come true. Call 256-378-5559 today. Coosa Pines is where you belong. Annual percentage rates vary. Call or visit our website for details and restrictions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkel's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkel's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkel's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at Merkel's Anytime.
Getting your car repaired can be a hassle, especially if you don't know where to turn. Hey, it's Michael Brannon for Toyota of Sylacauga. Recently, I had my car worked on and it was rough. Back and forth with the mechanic, no customer service. It was truly awful. Then I talked to Chris Kane at Toyota of Sylacauga and he told me regardless of the make or model, they can take the right steps in getting my car repaired. From engine rebuilds to basic oil changes, Toyota of Sylacauga's resources allow them to point you in the right direction when it comes to servicing your car in a timely manner. Experience the difference at Toyota of Sylacauga, where they're worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Welcome back to the Coach Smelly Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Sylacauga on the road at Marbury tomorrow night. Our coverage on WSGN starts at 6:30. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock. Coach, tomorrow night against I would call them a scrappy football team in the Marbury Bulldogs. They're going to play hard under their second-year head coach, Houston Powell, a guy that you're familiar with a little bit. What have you seen on tape from this Marbury Bulldog Football Club?
Yeah, Coach Powell coached with me for a couple of years at American Christian early in his coaching career, and then also coached with our defensive coordinator, Johnny Safford, at Dora for 2 years. And so, you know, we've got a little familiarity with Houston. He does a really good job of having his guys prepared and playing really sound football. And you see that on film with them. They're going to have guys in position, and they are going to play really hard. And most of the year they have really played well against the run. They've tackled well, have defeated blocks at the point of attack up front, and have made teams have to find other ways to score. And then offensively, you know, they're running sound football, and they run the ball with their quarterback a lot. Anytime you run with a quarterback, you're getting sort of a plus one, you know, because that quarterback is carrying it and the running back can also block. And so, you know, you're kind of one down and stopping the run when you're running with the quarterback. And so got to try to find ways to, like, get the ball out of his hands and force other guys to make plays, because the quarterback can has been able to make plays. They got a really good wide receiver too, number three, that we got to make sure we keep an eye on.
Marbury, a school that's really grown over the last few years. There's kind of been, you know, a lot of people moving toward that Deetsville area, out of Millbrook, out of Prattville, going from, I think, a 2A program to a 5A program in the last 7 or 8 years. You know, you mentioned containing the wide receiver. They're going to run the quarterback a lot. When Coach Powell was down south a little bit, he was a triple option guy. Do you expect to see any of that in this ball game?
It's something you always prepare for a little bit. You know, you look back at coaches and, like, what do they rely on when they're struggling to find offense or struggling defensively, and sometimes you kind of go back to some of the things that have worked for you in the past. But, you know, coaches every year got to put together what works for my team, you know, what's going to give us the best chance to be successful. And so, you know, it's something that you always game plan for a little bit, because you don't want to, you know, get caught completely blind and seeing something that you hadn't practiced for at all. But they haven't shown much of that. But it is something that you prepare for a little bit.
For your team, what do you think offensively? What's the most important for your guys going into this ball game? It's a region matchup. It's a game I know you guys want to win. It's a game that could help you double last year's win total. That would show that we're building things in the right direction. What offensively? What does your team need to do in this one?
Can't turn the ball over. That's got to be a focal point for us. Got to try to find some passing game. And so, you know, you game plan and you put stuff together that you think's gonna be good for you. We feel good about that going in, and then got to continue to run the football. We've really relied a lot on being able to run the football, and got to try to get creative and have ways to be able to create offense. And we'll look to do that some in the passing game, see if we can have some receivers step up and make plays. You know, also CJ Franklin is coming back from his collarbone injury in some capacity this week for us. And so we're excited to see him back on the field. And, you know, and he's a very dynamic player that can create. That's got a really good arm. He's smart. He's got some really gained a lot of experience last year playing as a 10th grader. And so, you know, we had high expectations for him as a junior this year. And unfortunately, went down first play of game two with a collarbone injury. And I think it'll be a spark for us if he's able to get in the game some this week.
All right, Coach, good luck tomorrow night. Looking forward to an Aggie victory on the road.
Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
That's the Lacoga Football Coach Chris Smelly on the Coach Smelly Show. Aggies on the road tomorrow night at Marbury. Our coverage on WSGN starts at 6:30.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Smelly Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Follow all season long on the official home of the Sylacauga Aggies, the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. On WSGN, the Aggie Sports Network Facebook page, SylacaugaAggies.com, and the Radio